You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network. You're listening to the Dolphins Talk Fan Series, introducing you to some of the Miami Dolphins' biggest fans. If you'd like to nominate a fan to appear on the show, shoot us an email at dolphinstalk1977@gmail.com or send us a message on Twitter at DolphinsTalk. And now, here's today's episode of the Dolphins Talk Fan Series.
Good morning, Miami Dolphins fans, and welcome to the DolphinsTalk.com Fan Series. I am your host, Mike, and this is another episode where we get to meet you, the fans of the Miami Dolphins. As you know, the Miami Dolphins have one of the widest and most diverse fan bases in the entire NFL, fans in all 50 states and countries around the world. This podcast series is to help our listeners get to know some of those fans a little bit better. Some of the fans we talk to, you might already know very well, and others you might not. So without any further ado, please welcome the latest guest on our DolphinsTalk.com fan series, Jay Kaspersky. Jay, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good, Mike. How about you?
I am doing fantastic. So I guess the first question is, where are you from and how did you become a fan of the Miami Dolphins?
Well, I'm from up north of the border up in Regina, Saskatchewan, and I became a Dolphins fan. Kind of my dad was always a fan. And the 72 series, he watched that season from up here, and he was very excited about Don Shula and the greatness of the team then, and that kind of carried on. So as a youngster, I was pretty lucky, and I got to, sit there and watch Dan Marino with my dad. And I don't have any recollection of it, but my dad promises me I sat through the 49er, the playoff game, Super Bowl game with Marino, and he in the early 80s there. And I kind of developed since then.
Yeah. And I think that's the way a lot of fans, cause you sound like you're around the same age as me. That's how a lot of us who don't live in the South Florida region per se became fans of the team following Marino, being around in that, that Super Bowl 19 and such, and just sort of becoming attached to the team then. So yeah, totally. That's awesome. What's your, who is your favorite Miami Dolphins player, either someone from the past, someone now, or both?
Well, you could never, having watched Dan, how could you ever go say anyone other than Marino? And he definitely was. He was the first jersey I had, the first player I really followed, and I just, you know, got to watch most of his career and was just in love with Dan. So that'd be my first true love. But yeah. Then I think, you know, when I start kind of getting into it on my own, I always kind of look at Marino maybe, you know, more as my dad's guy, right? And to me, it was, you know, up here in Canada where I am from, I was able to get the Sunday ticket pretty early, I think. So from 1996, I had the Sunday ticket from all the way up to today. So I got to watch a lot of the Dolphins, and that defense in the 90s and early 2000, Zach Thomas, particularly Jason Taylor, I you know, always have a special fondness for those guys and that whole team. Sam Madison, Surtain, that was a very good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Sunday ticket really is the best invention ever made, especially for diehard football fans who you get to sit back on a Sunday, just not leave the house and watch every game. That is outstanding.
Yeah, it's been awesome. And then the other player would be Cameron Wake. I loved watching him, and I always tell the story. It was such a win-win when he got drafted by the Miami, signed him there, because he'd obviously played up 2 years up in the CFL here, and he was so dominant up here. His first year, he was the Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year in his second year, 2008. And for whatever reason, he just, I'm from Saskatchewan, so my CFL team was the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And he demolished us that 2000, you know, every time he played as a team, he got 3-4 sacks. And I know that in the CFL playoffs that year, he, 3 sacks, strip fumble. And it was, so when he signed with Miami, that was always something, like I said, the ultimate win-win for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Cam Wake, outstanding player for the Miami Dolphins for many years. And yes, his time up north in Canada, everyone always remembers that. So, Jay, Tell us a little bit more. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for a living and what kind of work.
Yeah, I'm a records consultant for an oil refinery up here in Regina. So, you know, basically kind of look after all the equipment manuals, inspection reports and all that. And, you know, pretty highly regulated. So we got to make sure we have our information, you know, in pretty good order. And yeah, so that's what I kind of do for the day job here at the up in Regina at the Klopp refinery.
Awesome. Awesome. And when you're not watching the Miami Dolphins, you're not listening to Miami Dolphins podcast and all that stuff, what do you do for fun up there in Saskatchewan? What are the things you do up there for fun?
Well, hey, definitely. And with the whole quarantine thing, been watching a lot of movies and TV and picked up that the Boys series on Amazon. And I love that this year. And then one day I found a 20-sided dice. So me and my wife made a kind of a thing where we wrote down 10 movies each and of our own old stash. And then every, you know, night, once a week, we'd shake the dice and watch an old movie. So that was kind of nice. And then my wife had volunteered us for the community association. We do some volunteer work there. And this year we looked after the ice rink together. So I have a 4- and an 8-year-old, and we really got him out on the ice a lot this year. And that was lots of fun. So doing that a few times a week and yeah, read a bit. And
that sounds awesome.
Right on.
How's everything up there with the virus these days? Is it, cause we always hear, cause all of us down here in the United States, obviously it's a huge deal, which it's been a huge deal all across the world, obviously. But down here, there's just been so much happening and stuff's always changing. What's it been like having that up there in Canada?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure the experiences are very similar and shared. And, you know, my province is a little bit different. There's 1 million people here, but, you know, geographically, we're the size of Texas, if not, you know, quite, I think, bigger than that. So we, you know, are very spread out, our population. Regina's only 220,000 people, and that's definitely kind of the bigger urban center. So it's been, you know, and a lot of, you know, changes, people working from home. And, you know, that's why I've been staying at home 3 days a week, which is kind of nice because I got the little kids with me and my wife as well. So that's been good. I noticed the vaccine rollout. We're probably, Canada is definitely a little bit behind of where the U.S. is, particularly Florida. Florida seems to be way ahead of it. But like I said, I don't, because of our population and stuff, it maybe didn't, the density, it didn't hit us as much. But, you know, we're, you know, getting through, and it's kind of sure looking like a light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. The light is at the end of the tunnel. And hopefully here we'll be through this and get back to normal. Have you ever seen the Miami Dolphins play in person? If so, when and where, if you have?
Yes, sir, I have. I like to joke that I am perfect when I go to Miami games. I've been down to Miami twice, and once I went to go see them in Minnesota. Drove down on a road trip with my dad, which was nice. The awesome. First game I went to was Dolphin Stadium 2008, and they beat the 21-19. They beat the Seahawks.
And I remember
it was,
kind of the.
It was so nice because my wife had gotten me the tickets, you know, before the season, quite a bit before, but it was right after the 1-15 season. Yeah. So she got tickets to. I was sitting first row, right behind the Dolphins bench, 50-yard line, for a very, very, very reasonable price, and it was my first game. It just blew me away, the atmosphere down there, and I'd never been to Miami, and that was. Everything was unreal. The game was just perfect. It was kind of the Wildcat year, right? So. They'd had it quite a bit, and Ricky Williams, another one who a fan favorite of mine, he had over 100 yards rushing, and yeah, it was good. And then in 2010, I drove down to on a bus trip down to Minnesota, and I got to see the Dolphins play there. It was maybe 2 months before the stadium collapsed there, the roof, when it did
yes.
with the snow.
Yes,
and
I remember.
It was a low-scoring game. It was 14-10, but it was awesome because Brett Favre was playing there, so I got to see him. And Cameron Wake got a sack in the end zone. It was a fumble right away for the touchdown we had there for the defense. Really won us that game for sure.
Was that the game? Was that the game where Jason Allen had a few interceptions?
Yes, yeah. We picked off Favre 3 times, I think it was. And it was just a great game, and it was kind of different because I was my first one was there with my wife, and that was awesome when I was in Miami. But this one was kind of a little special because it was my dad going down on a road trip to see the team we cheered for a while. And then And then the last one I went to was, once again, back in Miami, 2013. It was they played the Chargers, and they won 2016. Once again, awesome. We got another sack. It was just an awesome game. So
we got to get you to more games. We got to get you on season tickets.
That's what I say. Get me the season tickets, and 72 will be repeated.
Yeah, exactly. We got to get you on the the flight there with the team and head out to any game. So you did mention one show that you sort of watched here over quarantine and stuff. Are there any other, whether it's a movie, TV show, something that's more newer that that you're watching now, per se, that you recommend to other fans of the Dolphins?
Well, like I said, the one I watched was The Boys on Amazon, and that was based off a comic, and it's a pretty intense one, and that's definitely been the best new show I've seen lately.
Awesome, awesome. Now, the Miami Dolphins this past year won 10 games, didn't make the playoffs, still a very successful season. What are your thoughts on this last year, the 2020 season, and what are your thoughts heading in here to 2021?
Well, 2020 season was it was unexpected, really. It exceeded any of the expectations I think I had going into the year. But it was one of the most – it was the funnest year I've had in a lot of years. And I even go back to that week three victory against the Jags when the defense was just so dominant. And I was – I don't know what it was. It just kind of hit me watching that game that it was – I felt – took me back to the Dolphins idea that, you know, the late 90s and early 2000. That game, you know, Jacksonville was 1-2, I think, at the time or something like that. And our defense just dominated them. It's like their offense didn't even want to get on the field. They were so scared, right? And I just took back memories. It was one of the most I'd ever cheered for. And then you got to go all the way to the heartbreak at the end against the Bills there. You know, because the team exceeded their my expectations and of what I think they were supposed to do, that you know, that game had a lot of meaning, and going into it, I was very pumped, and that was a tough one to sit through. I think that kind of emotionally was a rough one. We kind of laid an egg on that one. But like I said, when you look at the 2020 season, I think, you know, give me a month after that and I can look back and say, hey, you know, the improvements, how good our defense is looking, our improvement to our record, everything. I'm, you know, very happy with where we are, and so excited leading into 2021 here. And I think, you know, Tua is going to come along this year, and I think it's going to be quite an improvement from where he is. I think he's going to grow significantly this year, and most importantly, getting him some weapons. I think, you know, people kind of forget how banged up our receiving core was last year, and our running back situation, and, you know, so those two areas, I think, you know, with improvements there, we're going to see Tua fly this year, and, you know, expectations are the playoffs. That's what I want this year, and I think they're very capable. And Flores, I cannot say enough about him and how much respect I have for him for, you know, what he's done for that team, and I have absolute trust in him to get us to the playoffs this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think 2020, you know, it didn't end the way we all wanted to. We were hopeful to get into the playoffs. But when you look back at it now, a few months after the fact, you really look at how far this team came with all the injuries, especially on offense, all the guys they lost and such, and with the quarterback shuffle and all that stuff. Just really that the fact they came out and found a way to win 10 games was remarkable. And now it is about last year, last offseason in 2019, heading into 2020. They had to do a lot of heavy lifting on defense this year. They have to do a lot of heavy lifting on offense. We'll see how it all shakes up between, you know, now in the draft and all that good stuff. But hopefully when we get to September and the start of the 2021 season, we look at a team that's got more weapons on offense but still holds on to what they did on the other side of the ball, and they grow off of that. And we can build off that 10 wins. We can get to 11, 12 wins, get into the playoffs, maybe even, you know, win the AFC East possibly. Who knows? But, yeah, I think things are very, very promising, Jay.
Yeah, very excited about the year. I cannot wait.
Yep. So, Jay, thank you for a few moments of your time today. Why don't you tell everyone where they can find you on social media, follow you on Twitter and stuff like that, so they can interact with you so you can meet up with other fans of the Miami Dolphins.
Absolutely. And thank you very much for having me on, Mike. I think this feature is just awesome for the fans, and it's so nice to kind of put a voice to some of the names you see out there on the social media. For myself, I'm on Twitter, and it's pretty simple. It's at J-J-A-Y Kaspersky.
Awesome, Jay. Thank you so much for a few moments of your time. And thank you all once again for listening. As always, if you want to be part of the DolphinsTalk.com fan series and share your story with other fans of the Miami Dolphins and come on the podcast with either Josh, Ian, Tom, myself, feel free to send us a tweet at Dolphins Talk or send us an email to DolphinsTalk1977@gmail.com. Everyone, have a great day, and we'll talk to you again after a while.